Lakewood Songs is presented in part by the Kentucky Department of Tourism and VisitLex.com, welcoming families from all over the world to attend a broadcast in historic Lexington, Kentucky. Lakewood Songs is an all-volunteer-run celebration of grassroots music, providing a multimedia front porch for musicians and artists worldwide. You can visit our archive of past shows, attend a broadcast while in Kentucky, or become a Lakewood Songs partner from our website, lakewoodsongs.com.
Hey, this is Nora Jones, and you're listening to folk singer Michael Jonathan and the Lakewood Songs Old Time Radio Hour.
And thank you very much, Nora Jones. Welcome back, everybody. We are in the middle of a broadcast here at the Lyric Theater in our hometown of Lexington, Kentucky. We're broadcasting all over the world and well over 500 radio stations from Australia to Ireland. We've got great stations like Dublin City FM in Ireland and Australia. We've got amazing stations like Lace Radio Kumba in Australia, High Plains Public Radio across Kansas and northern Texas. We want to say hello to all the stations that are tuning in. We're also on American Forces Radio Network, putting this show on the radio, two different channels in 177 nations, from South Korea to Kuwait, every single military base in the world, every U.S. naval ship in the world, every Coast Guard vessel sailing in North America. And as always, we say hello to all the men and women out there that are tuning in, the fans too, the public gets to tune in. We're on RFD Television Network, public television coast to coast. We're also in schools, which is why this part of every broadcast, we invite a youngster to come on. They get to sing a song in the presence of seasoned touring artists like Christy Cox and Grass Time and Hannah Bethel. And today we have a 10-year-old young lady. Her name is Madeline Caudill. Let's welcome Madeline. How you doing, baby? You doing okay? So you're 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
And tell everybody the instrument that you're about to play.
I'm about to play the guitar.
And how long have you been playing this guitar?
Since I was 7, so 3 years.
3 years. So who were the musicians that inspire you? Who is young 10-year-old Madeline Caudill listening to?
Well, the most inspiring person that I've been listening to is my guitar teacher, Kevin Case. Mm-hmm. He's in the audience. But all the genres of music that I listen to have inspired me in different ways, from Tyler Childers' writing to and Brandi Carlile's writing to Metallica.
Metallica. So, so you've got a very diverse little background. Fleetwood Mac also, right? You know, we noticed that both Christy Cox and Hannah Beth all like Fleetwood Mac. You do too, is right?
Mm-hmm.
The song that you're about to do is a very famous finger-picking song. And the person who was finger-picking on the record, his name was Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac. So you're going to be performing the guitar Lindsey Buckingham style, but the singing is going to be Stevie Nicks style, right? And she's 10 years old. She's this week's Wood Songs kid. She's going to perform the song Landslide on the Wood Songs Old Time Radio.
Took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills. But the landslide brought me down. Whoa, mirror in the sky, what is can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Whoa, don't know. Take this love and take it down. If you climb a mountain, you turn around. If you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, well, the landslide will bring you down. If you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, well, maybe
Well, I hate to do this to you, Christy Cox and Grass Time, but you've got to follow the kid. So this is a tune, it's a title cut of her album called Ricochet. It's Christy Cox and Grass Time on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio.
Had my sights set on love, tracking down that trophy, but when I took I was surprised to see you drive. Ricochet, ricochet. Thank God for my last perfect day. Bounced off a heart that wasn't true. Back to mine and straight to you. Call it love, call it fate. You'll never know how my hands shook when I got a closer look. No more bullets in my gun. I just prayed you wouldn't run. Ricochet, ricochet. Thank God for my less perfect day. Bounced off a heart that wasn't true. Back to mine and straight to you. Call it luck, call it fate, ricochet. Straight to you. Call it luck, call it fate. Ricochet, 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 ricochet.
Christy Cox and Grass Time, Ricochet, title cut of her album. We got to give props again to Grass Time, a great band. Their followers are called Grassheads, which I think is a great name for bluegrass fans. So Christy Cox, you just followed a 10-year-old little girl who wants to follow in footsteps of artists like yourself, and you started performing when you were quite young as well, right?
I was 10, yeah.
First public performance?
First public performance, I was 10. I think there's pictures of me putting on lounge room concerts at about 3, but first on-stage performance, I was 10. Yeah.
And how does mom and dad, you know, her young Madeline Cottle, you know, her dad is very supportive of his daughter pursuing this. Were your parents supportive of you as you were trying to pursue a music career versus being a doctor or a lawyer or something like that?
Yes, they definitely were. I remember I came home and told Mum and Dad that I'd entered myself in a talent quest, which was a 9-hour drive away from our house when I was 12.
9 hours.
And so Mum and Dad, I mean, Australia...
Did they know that you entered this thing?
Or? Well, after I did it, yeah. So they did make me go to college. I do have a law degree. They did say I had to have a backup plan. I have not used it, but I haven't. So.
A lawyer queen of bluegrass in Australia. Now
it does help when I'm looking at contracts.
What are the odds of that? You're right.
I get to negotiate my own record deal.
I was going
to
say the record labels must be frightened of you. Boy, see you coming. So now the media in your country in Australia does refer to you as the queen of bluegrass in Australia. Now, in America it's Rhonda Vincent and the Rage. So it's a beautiful growing world, this bluegrass community, because it used to be very male dominant.
Yes.
Right? And now the women are coming on really strong.
And certainly are.
As they should. Molly Tuttle, among others, right? You know, they're really coming on. So how did you find the bluegrass music world when you came to the States? How was it different from Australia? I'm sure the market was bigger, but the community itself.
To be honest, I find the communities to be quite similar. Obviously, America's just a lot bigger, so there's a lot more people. But bluegrass in general, whether you're in Australia or America, everybody's just really, really lovely and nice and really supportive and want to help each other. We all just love the music and want to see it grow as a genre. And so I find that doesn't matter where you are in the world, if you're with people that like bluegrass, then you're with like-minded people.
So. Exactly. And I think the audience should know that folk music, roots music, the acoustic blues world, bluegrass especially, is very, very community-oriented. It's very family-oriented. Matter of fact, when you go to a bluegrass festival, the best music is not necessarily on the main stage. Mm-hmm. It's in the campgrounds and the parking lots, right? And
correct.
And the stars will come and sit with it. Bela Fleck will come sit with the kids around a campfire at night and just everybody's picking and jamming. It is very much a family. There really is nothing better than that.
Correct. I agree.
So let's get back into your album. You're going to do another song from Part of Me. This is a tune called That's Where the Faith Comes In. It is Christy Cox and Grass Time on the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour.
Faith comes in. Breaking down, asking why it makes sense out of things that just don't. Looking up at the sky for any kind of sign of some hope. The world is turning round and I can't see the sun right now, but God, I believe somehow it's gonna rise again. So I pray that the rain will stop and gonna rise again. So I pray that the rain will stop, and I trust some way off this bridge that I need to cross. That's where the faith comes in, and the world is turning round, and I can't see the sun right now, but God, I believe somehow it's gonna rise again. So faith comes in.
That's where the faith comes in. It is Christy Cox and Grass Time on Wood Songs. If you want to revisit the music of Christy Cox and Grass Time, the Australian bluegrass, as it is now touring the United States, all you have to do is go to the Wood Songs website, click on the archive page. This is show number 1085. You get to enjoy them as well as our next artist. She's got an album called Until the Sun Comes Back Around. This is a tune called Godspeed Los Angeles. It is Hannah Bethel on the Wood Songs Old Time Radio.
Go burn up in the West Coast sunshine, drown your blue in the ocean tide. Tell yourself that you don't feel a thing in my arms tonight. If there's gold in California, hope is all that you thought it would be. You need something to save your soul, and it's not me. You turned 30 last year and you got scared, so you quit guitar and you cut your hair, and your smile and your love don't come easy now. It's like you're wound so tight, you ain't ever coming undone. But in your darkest night, you can never outrun the beat of your heart and all your regrets. So I hope you fight to the death for your happiness. Godspeed, Los Angeles. So when you get to the gray wide open, when the desert meets the sea, I hope you finally find the space to breathe. And I hope angels dance around you, and you feel the sweetest peace. We know you can't have it sleeping next to me. Oh, it's like you're wound so tight, you ain't never coming undone. But in your darkest night, you can never outrun the beat of your heart and all your regrets. So I hope you fight to the death for your happiness. Godspeed, oh Los Angeles. It's like you're wound so tight, you ain't ever coming undone. But in your darkest, so I hope you fight to the death for your happiness. Godspeed, oh Los Angeles.
Thank From her album Until the Sun Comes Around, Godspeed Los Angeles, Hannah Bethel. Beautiful song, beautiful performance. Now, you know, we were talking to Christy Cox. You know, she wanted to pursue this music thing, but she did go to college. She got herself a law degree. Now, you came to Nashville. You kind of did the same thing when you went to college. You also do something interesting called hypnotherapy practitioner. What is that? What is that?
Yeah. Hypnotherapy. I'm a hypnotherapist.
Okay, what is that?
So I hypnotize people.
Okay.
No, it's a type of therapy, so it's just deep subconscious therapy, lots of going into our feelings and processing suppressed emotions and
it's kind of like songwriting.
It is.
Songwriting is a very similar thing, isn't it?
Very cathartic.
So how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for about 3 years.
And I may mispronounce this, but you also do Reiki?
Reiki.
Yes. So, this is probably a really healthy, organic. I don't want to say day gig because you are focused on your music as a singer songwriter. But the music business has really changed, and a lot of artists are doing supplemental things to keep going with their music. So, I mean, and you're seeing this a lot, aren't you? So many artists doing that.
Yes, indeed. And my healing work really came very naturally because I've always been very curious about what are we doing here on planet Earth? Where did we come from? Where are we going? All the big questions. Why do I feel how I'm feeling? How do I feel another way? All those things. So I kind of have been unofficially studying consciousness and metaphysics my whole adult life. And then that naturally led me to Reiki and hypnotherapy. And then the pandemic hit and I was like, you know, maybe I should do a little bit of some other work for a few years until we can tour again.
Everybody had to do that, right?
Yeah,
everybody,
that's kind of how that started.
Well, you know, it's almost a humanistic spirituality when you do stuff like that. You know, it's not so much a religious thing as it is looking for purpose. And music does give people a lot of purpose. Art gives that to people in a lot of ways, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's get into your art. You can do a closing song for our show. I can't believe the hour is done already. This is called The House is on Fire. It is Hannah Bethel on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio.
David plays to please the Lord, and I ain't worth the fighting for, 'cause I wasn't made for Sunday morning church. I could fly on angels' wings, and that boy still won't say a thing, and I don't think that I can make this work. God help us. The well is run dry, and he don't have a single tear to cry. I'm getting so tired. And the house is on fire. He'll swear that he can smell the smoke, but I can't breathe, no, I can't cope, and he's blinded by the love we used to have. But I'm not what I thought I was. He's holding back, and I'm too much, and I don't think it's ever been this bad. Oh, God, help us. The well is run dry, and he don't have a single tear to cry, cry, cry. I'm getting so tired. And the house is on fire. to say it to my face. My love is ashes all around. Yeah, we're burning down with Alan and Sam. I'm getting so tired. I'm getting so tired. And the house is on fire. Is on fire.
Wasn't it great having Hannah Bethel on our broadcast? This week's Woodsongs kid, 10-year-old Madeline Caudle, did such a great job. Madeline, the queen of Australian bluegrass, Christy Cox and the band Grass Time, too, as well. We love all different kinds of music, singer-songwriters, bluegrass artists, great musicians. Grass Time is a wonderful band of spectacular musicians, and our little Woodsongs kid, 10-year-old Madeline Caudle, they all show the same thing, love. Love is the greatest transaction of the arts. Love is what makes the music world work. Love is what makes people go through anything in the world, any obstacle, any difficulty, any heartache, to go and keep on going. And music is that wonderful healing source for so many. You know, in the 1920s, there was a publisher named Frank Liddick. 1920s, he said this: a few chords strummed on an instrument does more good in this world than the combined efforts of every politician that ever lived. That's what music can do. It's a crazy world out there, so pick up your guitar, sit on your front porch. Your audience is the best family in the world. My name is Michael Jonathan. I'm a folk singer. I am a song farmer. We'll see you next week on the Wood Song.
Old Time Radio.
Good night.
You've been listening to Woodsongs Broadcast number 1085. Michael's opening song was Blues Tonight from the Painter album, featuring Sharon Oler and Dana Crothers on flute. Archie Fitchinier, Jerome Galt. Our TV director is Maria Claire. Technical assistants are Brian Clousing, Melissa Murray, Eric Anderson, and Gavin Clark. The Woodsongs crew members of the week is Henry Hamm, and our Woodsongs partner of the week is Randall Wheeler. Our show is produced with the support of the Kentucky Department of Tourism. Visit Lex.com, the Bluegrass Hospitality Association, welcoming visitors from all over the world to Lexington, Kentucky. Special support provided by High Birch Springwater, Martin Guitars, Nate's Coffee, Travel Host Magazine, and the staff of Lyric Theater. Woodsongs and the Woodsongs are born of registered trademarks of Rachel Aubrey Music. Our show is distributed worldwide by the Woodsongs Radio Network and PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. For Michael Jonathan and the entire Woodsongs crew, this is Dorothy Edwards. We hope you'll join us again next week for the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour.